New Testament Stories, The First Sacrament. Every year, the Jews had a feast called the Feast of the Passover. It helped them remember how God had saved the Israelites in Egypt long before, in the time of Moses. Exodus chapter 12, verse 27, Luke chapter 22, verse 7. Jesus and the 12 apostles needed a place to eat the Passover feast. The Savior sent Peter and John to get a room ready for it. Luke chapter 22, verse 8. They found the room and got the feast ready. Luke chapter 22, verses 9 through 13. Jesus and all the apostles went there and ate the Passover feast. Luke chapter 22, verse 14. After the meal, Jesus gave his apostles the sacrament for the first time. He took bread in his hands, blessed it, then broke it into pieces. He told the apostles to eat the bread. Luke chapter 22, verse 19. Matthew chapter 26, verse 26. Jesus told them to think of his body when they ate the bread, to remember that he would die for them. Luke chapter 22, verse 19. Matthew chapter 26, verse 26. Jesus poured some wine into a cup. He blessed the wine. He told the apostles to drink it. Matthew chapter 26, verse 27. He told them to think of his blood when they drank the wine, to remember that he would bleed and suffer for people's sins. Luke chapter 22, verse 20. Matthew chapter 26, verse 28. Jesus also told the apostles that wicked men would kill him. 11 of the apostles were very sad. They loved the Savior and did not want him to die. Jesus knew that one of the apostles, Judas Iscariot, would help the wicked men. Matthew chapter 26, verses 2 and 14 through 16 and 21 through 25. End of the First Sacrament. Other teachings at the Last Supper. After they finished eating, Jesus talked with his disciples. He said that people would know that they were his disciples if they loved one another as he had loved them. John chapter 13, verses 34 and 35. He said that if they loved him, they would keep his commandments. He promised them the Holy Ghost, who would teach them all they needed to know. He said that the Holy Ghost would help them remember the things that he had taught them. John chapter 14, verses 15 through 18 and 26. Jesus said that he was the true vine. His disciples were like branches of the vine. If they did not produce fruit, they would be cut off. If they stayed on the vine, they would be nourished by it and would produce good fruit. John chapter 15, verses 1 and 2. Jesus promised his disciples that if they lived the gospel, they would be like branches of the good vine. He would make them strong. Their fruit or their works would be good, but if they did not follow him, they would produce nothing. John chapter 15, verses 3 through 8. Jesus Christ prayed for his disciples that they would be one in doing Heavenly Father's work. He was one with the Father because he did what his Father had sent him to do. He prayed that his disciples would teach people to believe in him and to know that Heavenly Father loves them. John chapter 17, verses 1 through 4, 6, and 20 through 23. Then Jesus and the apostles sang a song and left the room. Matthew chapter 26, verse 30. End of Other Teachings at the Last Supper. End of New Testament Stories.